separate lives. Tell me about it. I think it'll be
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Sometimes, but we're gonna find it and we're gonna survive this. Snap before supper in the middle of winter, you're across of a storm in a calm blue sea. But you're my girl and you're kin to me. Too far. winter.
Calm blue sea.
Searching for our souls in the middle of winter. You're a cries of a storm in a calm blue sea. You're my girl and you're kin to me.
Mercy killing.
'cause I have to come down if I wanna get high. Yeah, I have to come down if I wanna get high.
Reaching for it out on the ledge would be a long shot. The pressure's changing now, inside I'm spinning round. With all the dirt and dust, we can't feel the ground beneath our lead walk. It's just an echo all the past now. Just hard to let go, just hard to follow where the sound calls. 1 second I'm a mess, 1 second who'd have guessed. It's clear but still it's here with no cause. And if you wanna go, just go and keep your distance. And if you wanna stay, you know I'm here with arms wide open.
What? Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
On a quiet night, when the dawn came should have realized.
You
7. She's kind of funny. All my friends think she's a dummy, but when I see her walking down the street, she opens her mouth, and before she can speak, I know she's stoned. She's my desire. She's kinda pretty. Her conversation's always kinda iffy, but when I see her on the avenue, she looks a little stunned. She looks a little confused, but I know, yeah, I know she's stoned. She don't have to pay anything.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. 91.5 WMFO.
She heard the talk, how could she not? And it was everywhere. Hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
No one to wish him well.
fading quick. Your breathing stops, frozen still.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.